In October of 2015, a forest surveyor working in federal land in western Maine made a disturbing discovery. The surveyor stumbled across what turned out to be the campsite and the skeletal remains of Geraldine Largay. Largay, who was 66, had gone missing 2 years before, and her body was found surprisingly close to the trail. In his new book, When You Find My Body, Maine author Dee Dauphiné explores what happened to Largay in the last days of her life and how someone could become so irrevocably lost so close to the trail.
A lot of people that hike the Appalachian Trail, they can prepare a lot of different ways, and they can set one foot in front of the other, and they do a good job on the Appalachian Trail or on any long-distance hike, but a lot of them don't have any woodscraft or knowledge of what to do if they get lost. And having been involved in search and rescue in the old days, I can tell you the stressors of getting lost are enormous and can cause a lot of different problems physiologically, physically, mentally. And so once she got lost and she lost her bearings, it didn't take very long for her to make some poor decisions.
We heard a lot about her when she was originally lost and then when her body was found. And she was an interesting person. Who was Geraldine Largay?
She had raised her family in the suburbs of Nashville, Tennessee. After the family was grown, they moved to the Atlanta area, and she was involved in many things, the Nature Conservancy and the Alpharetta Newcomers Club, where they did everything from quilting and hiking to bridge. And she was involved in many parts of that community. She was very spiritual, let's say religious person. She converted to Catholicism because her husband George was a Catholic and involved in the church. And she wrote in her journals that she prayed, and she told people that she hiked along the trails, that she prayed a lot. And so all these things came together to paint a pretty clear picture of what kind of person she was. Gregarious, spiritual, engaging, a lovely person that was in love with nature.
You did some research yourself on the circumstances of Geraldine Largay's death, and specifically her physical state before she died. What did you find?
Physically, everything was intact. As we said, that she didn't really know what to do to aid in her self-rescue. She had remembered from her Girl Scout days to stay put, but she didn't. She wandered around, by her own reckoning, about 4 miles the first day, kind of paralleling the Appalachian Trail, walking in the wrong direction. She ended up trying to climb higher and higher to find cell phone service instead of staying put, and crossed several brooks and kept climbing higher and higher. But there's no cell phone service for even miles in that area. So once she decided she'd kind of had enough and worn herself down on the second day, she did stay put, but by then had dug herself so far into the forest that in such terrible, terrible terrain that searchers just couldn't find her. It was really difficult because, you know, some places there you can't see 10 feet. You can't hear somebody screaming or blowing a whistle from 60 yards away.
What do we take from this story?
Well, you know, that's part of the early research. I knew there were obvious lessons about maybe learning map and compass work and carrying one on the Appalachian Trail or any long-distance hike where you might be going through the wilderness. But beyond that, there was lessons about our reliance on technology in the backcountry, which isn't a great thing to do because sometimes those technologies aren't going to help you, or devices. In addition, I spoke to the trail culture on the Appalachian Trail. You know, the trail is so well marked that the Appalachian Trail culture and hikers, many of them insist that you don't need map and compass or any of the wilderness survival skills, that the trail is so well marked that it's just not necessary. So I really spoke to that in the book. And I wasn't sure how the Appalachian Trail community was going to respond to that, but overwhelmingly, it's been great. I've had several hundred emails from people that have read the book that said, you know, I'm taking a course, I went and bought a compass, and things like that. So I think part of the, you know, Jerry was such a caregiver that I think that I trusted that were she alive, she'd be happy to know, you know, whatever she did on the Appalachian Trail would contribute to somebody's safety down the road potentially.
Dee Dauphiné is a writer and backcountry guide based in Bradley, Maine. His new book is When You Find My Body, The Disappearance of Geraldine Largay on the Appalachian Trail. Dee, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.